3, 2, 1.
It's episode 301, and we've got plugins for dynamic custom headers, WooCommerce thumbnails, user account locks, limiting IPs, and an on-off switch for the REST API. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from my new undisclosed location and bunker in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, I'm John Overall.
And coming to you from the same place in Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
Yeah, this is a brand new episode, and this is my first episode from my new apartment. Go back a few episodes, you hear all about it. So anyway, We've got a great show for you today, and it might be a little on the light side, but it's only due to the lack of having time for the last couple of weeks. But rest assured, more and more is coming. So right off the top, don't forget you can get all the show notes over at wppluginsa2z.com. And if you got a couple of minutes, we greatly appreciate your time on Stitcher Radio, hitting that little thumbs up button in the corner. Or if you listen to us on iTunes, leave us a review there. We'd greatly appreciate it.
That's right. Any kind of review that you want to leave us, please do so. And I would kind of ask to do it quickly. We've got... frankly, we got kind of a nasty message up there, and I'd like to get that off. So please leave us a nice review and knock that thing down. We'd like to do a little house cleaning on that. Also, remember that you can follow this show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
Absolutely. And of course, well, at this point here, this is where we usually talk about whatever we're promoting. Currently, all doing is talking a bit about the WordPress job board. And it's someplace where you can go check out to place jobs or look for jobs. And in the coming weeks, we will do some work on this and make sure that people are actually posting or submitting jobs or looking for jobs. You know, more and more beautiful things are coming for the site. So check it out.
That's right.
WPPluginsA2Z.com/jobs.
And... I'm still searching. I didn't get any response from last week for my call out to people who are interested or who do programming for bots. And I'm still looking for that. So if you do that, email me, marcuscouch@gmail.com.
There we go. This point here is where we'd like to thank our donors, and anyone who comes in $50 or more gets a full-on acknowledgement. Those that come in under 50, well, we'd like to thank you very much. So first off, this week here, we've got $50 from Jez at JezWeb Pty Limited, and this is what he has to say. We're donating this week on behalf of JezWeb client Simplifying Business at myprivatepractice.com.au, which is a training course provider to help doctors improve their businesses. Something interesting I found this week was SSLs for free from SSLforfree.com. Whilst I've been using Let's Encrypt with our client sites, I had a situation where the host a site was on didn't have Let's Encrypt integration. Rather than paying for a cert, though, I was able to get a freebie from this site. So, hey, there you go.
Yeah, it saves $70 a year. So yeah. If you can do it, do it.
Or find yourself a good hosting provider that is using cPanel integration, where it automatically creates and adds SSL certs, such as, you know, if you're looking for hosting, I offer hosting, not cheap, but it's good hosting, and all the sites on my server get an automatic SSL cert created for them and maintained.
Mm-hmm. And that's, by the way, tough to do when you run into these managed WordPress hosting sites, because you don't get cPanel access.
No.
So just, you know, be cautious out there. And again, as I mentioned last week, I've kind of got this new hosting thing that I'm working out. I've been working a lot of late night hours lately, so it's been kind of tough to work on those projects in full. The great thing is I've got somebody who helps me to put my WordPress sites together now and does graphics for me now and things like that. It's just the content portion of it. So a lot of cool things that I've got coming on in terms of hosting. But Jez, thank you so much for your donation and for mentioning SSLforfree.com. Hope the listeners get some usage out of that.
Yeah, that's a really great one. And for those of you who came in under $50, thank you very much. And of course, since it's the beginning of the month, being it's April 3rd now, and we'd like to thank all the Patreon donors out there because your Patreon donations will now be running through. So thank you very much. We have three or four or five of you over there and really be happy to see more people over at Patreon too.
Absolutely.
All right. And this week here, I also want to make a mention about Barn2Media has their contest going right now where they're giving away three free licenses for their WooCommerce product table. The contest, I believe, runs until April 11th. So you'll want to go check it out and fill out the information and win yourself a license from Barn2Media for their WooCommerce product filter table plugin, which is actually a pretty sweet plugin. We reviewed it here on WP Plugins a few months back, so go check out the review.
Yeah, it's definitely worth it. So make sure you go to the site to check that out and get involved in that giveaway.
All right, and what do we got for WordPress news this week?
Okay, you ready?
I am ready. I've been holding my tongue for weeks, so time to announce.
Okay. There is a magazine, an online-based magazine that's in Europe that a lot of people are familiar with. It's called Smashing Magazine. It is bigger than any other WordPress news site or anything like that by leaps and bounds. I think on Twitter they have 1 million followers. Facebook, I think it's 250,000 followers on that. They get massive traffic. I think it's like 100,000 views a day. I have access to the traffic. And why do I have access to the traffic? Why would I have access?
I don't know. Why would you have access, Marcus?
Okay. I'll tell you, John. It's because I am now the curator and senior editor for everything WordPress at Smashing Magazine.
Sweet. Very nice.
So I'll tell you how this came about. This is funny that this happens to me over and over again. A few years ago, I asked for this position, and it just kind of fell through the cracks. I don't know what happened. But I'm kind of glad it didn't, because it means even more now that I re-asked again, hey, why have you not had any WordPress content for a good 6-8 months on the site? And it just so happened that I talked to the CEO about it and the senior editor, and they agreed it's time to get some WordPress back to Smashing Magazine, and that's exactly my intent. So I have a couple of powers here as the editor, and one of them is actually recruiting and the curating part of some WordPress articles, and that means if you out there would like to write some WordPress-based articles and have a specific take on something or like to present something to me, you will get paid. Sweet. Do we have some reverb? Reverb for that one? You'll get paid.
Yeah, I don't have any of those fancy stuff yet.
And that's sort of my mission. So I've barely gotten started. I just got my own email address and all that. So if you want to email me, marcus.couch@smashingmagazine.com. If you have an idea for stories, something like that, not only will you get paid, but you're going to get exposure to an unbelievable amount. Just to put it in perspective, if you took WP Tavern, Torque, which is WP Engine's thing, GoDaddy, WP Engine, and Matt Mullenweg, and took all of their followers and put them together, not even close. Not even close.
Wow.
It dwarfs all of them. Yeah. So this is a worldwide publication. So therefore, John, you and I being the kings of the WordPress plugin world, me being involved in WordPress Weekly and WP Tavern and now Smashing Magazine, I kind of think I've become sort of the global authority on WordPress
and getting
there at least.
Yeah.
So God help me in terms of making all this content and managing all of this stuff. But I think it's really worth it, and it's going to be a great promotional vehicle for me and for the show and for you and for all the people that want to participate in Smashing Magazine. So that's my news.
Excellent. Well, congratulations to you, and I look forward to seeing the content and learning more about Smashing Magazine. And you might want to, I'll get that email from you, make sure it's in the show notes so people could just click and follow.
Great.
All right, and other than that, this week I saw bits and pieces of WordPress news out there, and I didn't really record anything this week because I was just too busy getting myself moved. And there was a couple of things. Oh, the one thing that did happen is they made it official with the new WordPress repository. They got the new layout for the WordPress plugin repository now. So
yeah, how do you like that?
I'm still not overly thrilled. I missed the tabs for looking at all the things. I realized it when I was looking up plugins for the show this week. And it's like, oh, man, now I have to go inside a WordPress install to get all the extra information.
And it's hard to find the description.
Yes.
Not where it used to be.
Yeah, it's not as intuitive as it was. That's mm-hmm. okay. I wasn't there for feedback on it. So be it. It is what it is.
Right.
All right, and other than that, we don't have any listener feedback this week, but if you would like to be featured here, hey, feel free to go into the website, go to the lower right-hand corner, and leave us a feedback or comment via SpeakPipe, or you can send us an email, hit the contact form, submit plugins, lots of ways to get hold of us. So submit that information, we'll get you here on the show.
Absolutely.
So I guess it's time to jump into meat and potatoes then, eh?
All right, let's take it out of the oven and serve it up.
Off we go. This week here, I have, as the first plugin, called Lock User Account. And this plugin here is basically a quick, simple way to lock down users' accounts on your website. If you've got multiple users and occasionally you might have a need to suspend or lock somebody down because they've done something wrong or need to send them to the naughty corner, this is a nice, easy plugin to do that. You go into the users section, it gives you a list of them, and then it gives you a couple quick check boxes. You can just go check, check, they're locked out. They can't get in, they'll have to email you or whatever to get back into their website. So really simple plugin, straightforward, you know, middle of the road plugin. I give it a 3 dragon rating. Check it out, a Lock User Account.
Interesting. All right, the first one for me is called Dynamic Custom Header Replacement. And this plugin allows the custom header image to be replaced by the feature image, whether that happens to be a post or a page. Otherwise, the default custom header image is used. And I thought this was really quite neat because it allowed you to sort of tailor the look and feel of the entire website from the top down in the content area just based on what you wanted to use for a featured image. So it really helps to set the mood of your content and does it so it completely replaces the header image. Really neat idea and concept. Dynamic Custom Header Replacement is the name of the plugin, and I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. That's an excellent thing. Okay, the next plugin I've got here is called Limit Max IPs Per User. And this plugin here, it allows you to set up and limit the number of IPs a user can log in from and what period of days you can set it over what period of days the limited number of IPs they can log in for. Now, one of the biggest benefits that I see with this plugin here is if you've got a membership site and you're afraid people might be oversharing their account with other people and you want to keep them from doing that, you can set this up and say you can only log in from 3 different IP addresses over the course of 3 days, and it resets every 3 days. Anything beyond that limit, it automatically blocks that login to prevent it. So say they're sharing their account with 4 or 5 friends, well, they're only going to be able to have a couple of them friends are actually going to be able to log in and access their account in any given period of time. I know it's not a perfect solution, but it is kind of a solution to what is not a big problem, but can be. So anyway, it's a simple plugin, pretty straightforward. I kind of like the way it works, and I gave it a 3 dragon rating, and it's called Limit Max IPs Per User. And thinking of when we just briefly talked about the new plugin or new repository layout, the one thing I miss is on it, and if you see in the screencast that I do, is that the screenshots. Oh, they're nice. They are appearing now. Never mind. Take that back. Roll my tongue back.
Somewhere Matt Mullenweg's laughing at
you. Yeah, laughing at me because on three of them, I couldn't find the screenshots. Now all of a sudden it's there.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Okay, so one of the biggest new things in WordPress is the REST API.
Absolutely.
We need some more echo in there.
Yeah, I got to get an echo button first.
The problem is, what happened with the REST API? It turned into a weapon of mass destruction for tons of hackers and things like that. And before we even got a chance to pull our shiny new toy out and play with it, somebody came along and used it for evil.
Oh, yeah. Didn't see that coming. No.
So I have a plugin for you that is a great kind of a firewall, end all, whatever you want to do. If you are not ready or your client site is not ready for the REST API, this plugin is for you. It is simple, lazy, whatever you want to call it. It's called Turn Off REST API, and it's simply a on-off switch to disable and prevent all endpoints, all users, all information, all plugins, all that stuff from going through the REST API. So if you want to make sure that those holes are specifically plugged in the REST API, here's your plugin. It's called Turn Off REST API, and I gave it a perfect 5 out of 5.
That is a very nice plugin and can be very handy because there's some websites that are built that you have absolutely no need for the REST API. I know I've built a couple in the last few weeks.
Right. Client sites, yeah. Things like that. Personal blogs, yeah. Where you're never going to integrate. Yeah. You don't need the REST API.
Yeah, so they'll be able to just turn it off. It's like that should have been an on-off switch built into the core.
Right, right. It's like cruise control on a bicycle. What do you need it for? You're pedaling.
Pretty much. All right, the final plugin I've got here today is called Humanity. And this plugin here is a very simple plugin, straightforward. All it does is displays the humans text file from the humanstext.org organization. What they're doing is you can create a humans.txt file for your website. And what this is a place where you can give all the credits for who was involved in your development of the website. And this is a great way to be able to allow the credits to be displayed out to the world. When you're building a website where the client doesn't particularly want your logo or markings anywhere on their branding site, which is understandable. But this is in the background, so you can still take credit as the creator of the content, not the owner, but as the person who pulled it together, developed it, and all of that. And this is something that I've tripped across a couple of times in the last couple of months. So as I look more and more into it, it looks like it might be an interesting thing to integrate if you're a developer, is a nice simple way to have your credits promoted somewhere. So anyway, check it out. Very simple plugin to allow the display of the humans.txt file. And I gave it a nice, straight, middle of the road, 3 dragon rating.
Okay. Excuse me. Water went down the wrong pipe. Okay, let's talk about WooCommerce. And I found something that was really neat. It's called WooCommerce Thumbnails Upload. And I think that's one of the biggest drawbacks of WooCommerce is it makes the thumbnails look like crap.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when you got a nice big product image that you want to use on the main product page. It just shrinks things down, makes it look ugly. Well, in this sense, WooCommerce Thumbnails Upload allows you to upload a separate product image thumbnail. But here's the thing. You can upload it on the product list page.
Oh, cool.
So you can list out all the products. It shows the little thumbnail. And then you can actually just drag and drop. You don't even need to go into that media center or the media library at all.
Oh, sweet.
Not at all. So you can drag and drop from Windows Explorer or whatever you want to use. And just pull the thumbnail right over to the little grayed out box, and then it updates the thumbnail. And yes, you get to see all the other thumbnails that you've already added, whether that be through this plugin or how they look naturally. So It's really nice. I really recommend checking it out. Anybody who does a lot of different products and is frustrated with the thumbnails and then the way they come out and the way that you have to manage them in WooCommerce. And I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. Yeah, that can definitely save you some time when developing the WooCommerce.
Yes.
All right. Well, this week here, I covered up the following plugins. Lock user account, which I gave a 3.2. Limit max IPs per user, which I gave a 3.2, and then Humanity, which I gave a 3.2.
And I reviewed dynamic custom header replacement, which gets a 4 out of 5, turn off REST API, which gets a 5 out of 5, and WooCommerce thumbnails upload gets a 4 out of 5.
And as commercial promotions here, I don't have anything this week. It's, again, I've been kind of slacking my what I should be getting done, but I would like to make a mention out there. If you want to check out some really great stuff, check out blogaid.net. It's really great information. Mayanna's got some really great webinars that are happening as she discusses some of the changes that she's run into with SSL and more. So go check it out.
And I'd like to promote WordPress.tv today. In terms of this ending slot, if you ever wanted to learn anything, or if you can't make it to WordCamps, specific ones, or you wanted to learn, let's just say REST API from 4 different people from around the world, WordPress.tv is the place to go. You just type in what you want. There's hundreds and hundreds of different videos out there. There's interviews. There's WordPress TV. Stuff. It's great to actually look at other countries and how they're doing things.
Yeah.
Sometimes I even watch the ones where I don't even understand the language. I just want to see people's reaction and, just hear a certain amount of English words, when it relates to WordPress. But it's fun. It's really fun. So check it out at WordPress.tv.
Very nice. That's a cool thing to do. Well, that wraps it up. The usual reminders this week, please stop in at the iTunes store and leave us a review. We'd greatly appreciate it there. Help clean up the stuff there. And if you're excuse me, if you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio, hit that little thumbs up button in the corner or stop in on their website and leave us a review there. We will find them and we will get it all showcased here on the show.
Absolutely. How can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com or send an email to john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com, coming soon to smashingmagazine.com. And you can find me on Twitter at marcuscouch.
That's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.